Okay, today's shiur is Parsha Shlach, Tavshin Pei Dalad. This week's shiur is sponsored by the Shem Tov family for the Hatzlacha of their entire family and all their endeavors. We thank them for the sponsorship, and everyone should have Hatzlacha Rabbah. So Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of the Meraglim, the Parsha of the Mechayev for us to be Mesachin the Chet of the Meraglim. And we start off with Yoshua ben Nun. Yoshua ben Nun, the leader that took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael in Sefer Yehoshua. So we have here in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, his name changed. Right? We know he is the head of the one of the Shvatim, Hoshea ben Nun, Ephraim, and the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Tezvav Tezayin, Eila Shvasu Anashim, Asher Shalach Moshe Lasuras Arts, Yakro Moshe Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe calls Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, and of course we know the Chazal, he added on the shame, Nispalel Alav, Ka Hoshiacha Me'atzas, Meraglim Me'Hashem, save him from the eights of the Meraglim. We discussed in the past the Chafetz Chaim's Ha'ara, why he only davened for Yehoshua, he didn't daven for Kalev, and why Kalev only went to daven at Kivrei Tzadikim and not Yehoshua. Okay, so this is the discussion in the past. But the Likuti Yehoshua here, in source number one, discusses why it says bin. Yeshua bin Nun. It's always ben. Every other Nasi, Kalev ben Yefune. You saw Yigal ben Yosef, Palti ben Rafu. And here, what happened to the Chirik? Why was it changed from a ben to a bin? So the Likuti Yeshua quotes, Ra'isi b'shem Admar Rav Tzadik me'apt, the Abderav, Tam Ledavar. So again, a drush, but it's a nice little drush. Dina Isa Shini Hashem Shal Sara Imenu Misarai Lasara. We know Sara Imenu, her name changed from Sarai to Sara Shahayud. So once that happened, and we discussed that Sara is more universal, Sarai is more personal and possessive. So when Sara became the mother, the matriarch of all the nations, so she became Sarah. But the Medrash tells us that the Yud went and complained. Shash Yud, Hisra Ama Al Shenekra Mishma Shalosa Tzadekas. Right, the Yud complained. I'm out of Sarah, so it's not fair. Viftiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem promised the Yud, Lo Sifo Lishmo Shal Yehoshua. So I'm gonna go add you to Yehoshua. So now, Yeshua has a letter at the beginning of his name. Where'd the Nekudos come from? Because the Yud at the end of Sarai, there's nothing under the Yud. And at the beginning of Yehoshua, it has a Shva, it has two dots there. Where'd those dots come from? What's the answer? So when Yeshua became Yehoshua, so two of the dots from under the bays of Ben went, so you're left with Bin, you're left with a Chirik, and he put it by the Yud. Okay, that is the beginning, getting us started. The Ben became from Ben became Bin because the two dots had to go under the Yud. Obviously, there's a lot more to say and deeper what this all symbolizes. So what does it mean that the Yud went and complained to Sarah? But that's not for now. One idea. Once we have the Likuti Yeshua opened, let's do the next paragraph. V'chein hayinu be'enehem. So this is later in the Parsha when Bnei Yisrael are complaining. And they said that we were like grasshoppers, as the Pasuk describes a little bit later in the text. At the end of Perek Yud Gimel, right, they were Motzi Diba Ra'a, and it says, the Meraglim say, Bisham Ra'inu as Hanafilim, B'nei Anak, Min Hanafilim, we saw the great giants, V'nehi Be'eneinu Kachagavim, we were like grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants, V'chein Hayinu Be'enehem. And so we were in their eyes. And the Mefarshim wonder, well, it just said this twice. Right? It says, we were in our eyes like kachagavim, like in our eyes, in their eyes. Isn't this just saying we were small? What does it mean? So Rashi quotes that they heard it. There are little ants in the vineyards like men. And that's the Lashon. What's the double Lashon? So it says the Kutzker. The Likuti Yeshua here quotes the Kutzker. This was part of the chait, not just believing that they couldn't get into and conquer Eretz Yisrael, or to think badly of the land, but this was part of the chait, masha chashvu, ketzad heim nirim be'eneyam shal yoshvei ha'aretz, how they appeared in their eyes. Ki be'emes, kol mi sheholech baderach hayashar v'hatov, eino tzorach lit'og, l'mash yomar l'vachere, if somebody's doing the right thing, and they're doing derech hayashar, exactly what Hashem wants them to do, you don't have to worry about what other people are thinking. You don't have to worry about those who are going to be malig and scoff. Right, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, the first tour, right, talks about just acting but proper avodas Hashem without worrying about what other people say. Amar hamatik v'ani shamati b'shem Rebbe Mikotsk sheshalal pasuk zeh b'shema v'ani be'ineinu kachagavim, we were in our eyes nicha that zeh hayoyodem me'atzmam, they knew aval v'chena yinu be'nehem minah v'yadi eich hayim be'nei anakim, right, and how did they know? So Rashi quotes, oh, they overheard conversation, but the Kotzker says no, if you don't believe in yourself, if you think you're small, then you're sure everybody else is going to think of you be small also. If you want to be big, you got to think of yourselves as big. If you want other people to take you seriously, you got to believe in what you're doing. And if you believe in what you're doing, so then that is solves and makes it easier to continue. So that's what the Kotzker says here, quoted in the Likud of Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Sheinfeld, that this was also part of the chait. Part of the chait that they were worried about what they were doing. If we're doing the proper path, if we're going straight, we don't have to worry about anything else. Okay. So the Meraglim come back and give the evil report, and Yoshua and Kalev try to do whatever they can to try to prevent the disaster, prevent the tragedy. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised them. To Avraham, to Yitzhak Yaakov, again, a rejection on so many levels, a rejection of the Haftacha to the Avos, right? The first conversation that Hashem had with Avraham, Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe, the first conversation had to do with Eretz Yisrael. And now they're going in, and Bnei Yisrael were rejecting that promise, that Haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Psukim describe exactly what they were going through, and the answer. And Yeshua and Kalev try to do their best. Vayas Kalev es Amel Moshe Vayomer. Kalev is quiet. He silences them. Remember the Rashi, he stood up on the chair and he said, you know what Ben Amram did for us? And they say, yeah, what did he do? And they thought he was going to say something negative. But really, he was going to say all the godless that Moshe Rabbeinu did. And we've quoted, you know, why did they think that? Because he didn't even call him Moshe. That was the beautiful diak in Rashi. Where Rashi says, Tzavach v'yamar, on Pasuk Lamed, v'chizu bilvad asalanu ben Amram. You think Ben Abram only did this for us? Hashomea hayasavur shabal lesaper bigenuso. Right, the one who was listening thinks that he was about to say something negative about Moshe. Umitok shaya beliba ma Moshe bishvil dibri amaraglim, and because they wanted to knock Moshe shasku kulam lishmoa genuso, and then he went to say the positive things about Moshe. So what happens? And he says, "Olo naale v'yarashnu oso. We could do it. We could conquer it." Ki yachol nuchal la. We are able. They believed. Right? This is the opposite of what we just said about thinking of ourselves as grasshoppers. They believe. Right? That's what Yeshua and Chalei said. We could do it. Olo nale. We could do it. Rashi quotes, afilu bashamayim. Even if we have to go up, we could do it. V'chehu omer asu sulamos v'alusham natzliach v'chol dvarav. Right? We could do it. That's what he said. Rav Soloveitchik notes that this declaration has something behind it. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Chazal tell us, as we know, the first statement in Shas, in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Chazal tell us at the beginning of Maseches Brachos on Daf Hei, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba are all given matanos to a Jew, but they are only acquired through effort and through suffering. Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards a person in accordance with his effort, Radlefum Tzara Agra. A person appreciates something in proportion to the level of hardship he had to undergo to achieve it. To create that eternal bond, there has to be a sacrifice, there has to be pain. And that's where Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea here of Kedusha. Kedusha is reflected in sacrifice. Kedusha and Hakrava, both literally and figuratively, are fundamentally the same concept. Kedusha is based on limiting. Kedusha is based on having someone in the center other than myself, Holiness can be only created through self-sacrifice, pain, effort, and exertion. If there's no struggle, if there's no giving, holiness cannot come into being. And that applies for sure, as we know, to Torah. If a person doesn't sacrifice for Torah, if a person does not moser nefesh for Torah, then there's no real kinyan made. Kinyan has to be intensive and giving. It says Rav Soloveitchik that the existence of the state of Israel is a miracle is beyond doubt. Well, we know every day that the state of Israel exists is a miracle. We're surrounded by billions of Arabs from day one, before day one. They just don't want us to exist. The fact that we exist is an unbelievable miracle. The fact that what's happened over the past 150 years is a nes. It's mamash a nes without denying. At the same time, it is a miracle that came at great cost. And I would add, continues to come at great cost. Rachman al-Itzlan. Right at Israel's very inception, on the first night of the state of Israel's existence, bombs were dropped on Tel Aviv. The second that we declared that we created and we were Moser Nefesh and we said we're going to stand up and take this land for ourselves in the name of Hashem, you know, we have suffered. We have suffered and I shouldn't say suffered, sacrificed. Sacrifice with our head held high. Subsequently, in the years since it became into being, the relationship of world Jewry to the state of Israel has been like the relationship of a mother to her only child, saturated with trembling, fear, and security. Because you never know what's going to happen, but that's how kedusha is created. Kedusha is created. The blood and the suffering allow us to merit the continued existence of Medinat Yisrael. Again, we daven for the day very soon that we will have sacrificed enough to achieve the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and there won't be any more suffering. But that is what Rav Soloveitchik says: Alo Naale, we could do it. And what were Yeshua and Khalif saying? And if we have to give and we have to sacrifice, that's what we'll do. Because the rejection and say, no, okay, we'll stay here in the Midbar. We'll stay here in Gullus, in all of our comfortable existences in the diaspora. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, right? The Meraglim was a tragic mistake. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, they recognize, Yeshua and Kalev recognize, there's going to be sacrifice. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. This is what he wants us to do. And that's what he describes in the last paragraph. Jewish history is on a zigzag trajectory. Avram was repeatedly promised a child by Hashem, and yet had to wait many longs for Yitzchak's birth, ultimately to be commanded to sacrifice him. Moshe waited 40 days where Hashem revealed himself. The suffering, the worry, the uncertainty is precisely what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires of us, and we have to recognize that this is our zchus to Eretz Yisrael comes with a tremendous, tremendous price, as we know, ad hayom hazeh. But we have to recognize that we're in this for the long run, and we believe in what we are doing. Just to mention one of the stories of the young man in my shul who was killed last week, Elio Zibalis. He said somebody mentioned a conversation that he had with him a couple of weeks before in yeshiva, and it came up the Mesiras Nefesh element. And Elio Moshe, Zechron Levrach, Hashem Yikom Damo, said, you know, what are you, he said to his older Chavrusa, you know, what's going to happen? What are you going to do if I'm killed? If I'm Moser Nefesh? And he says, I'm going to cry a lot. I'm going to cry a lot. And Elio Moshe said, cry a little, but hold your head high. But hold your head high. Olo nala v'yarashnu osa. Kiyachal nuchala. That's what he said. And that's what we believe. We believe that we cry, but we also recognize we hold our head high. Because Alo Na'ala V'Yirashnu Osa, the land is ours. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to treasure it and to cherish it, and in that way, be misakein the chait of the Meraglim. Related to that is an amazing thought that I saw a number of years ago. I don't know if I ever mentioned it in this Parshas Yer context. It came up in different drashos as well. The Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah in Bikurim in source number 3 tells us about the parade that took place. The third parak of Bikurim talks about the parade that all the farmers or anyone who has any of the Bikurim, the Shivas Haminim. No, Bikurim is only by the Shivas Haminim, unlike Trumas and Maestras. Trumas and Maestras, according to most Rishonim, apply only to Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, only those wine and oil and grain, maybe grapes and olives, according to some. The Ramban discusses that. But Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, the Rambam says it applies to all fruit, not vegetables, and the Bikurim mitzvah is only by the Shivas Aminim. So how do you do it? So the Perek Gimel in the Mishnayos and Bikurim describe the entire process. The parade that took place as they came and all the people stopped and they gave him a hello. Keitzan mafrishim Bikurim. But it describes what the farmer does at the beginning. How your mafrish, you're right out of the matoch sadeo. First you go back, you go down to your field. Right? Bikurim is the only one of the matnas, matanos kahuna that is designated before it grows. Everything else is after Gemar Malacha, after not only it grows, but you process it. But Bikurim is right at the beginning. Right at the beginning, before it grows. So you go down to your field, Veroa Te'ina Shebichra, Eshkol Shebicher, you see a fig that is just starting to ripen, or grapes that are just starting to ripen, Rimon Shebicher, or a pomegranate that is just a little bit, Kosho Begemi, you tie a little ribbon on it, V'omer Harei Bikurim. Right? You see these Bikurim, you designate them as Bikurim. So the question, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, right, Rechman al-Islam killed in the Holocaust, he asks, the Gdolim, why is it that the Mishnah designates these three? Right, we don't mention Tzmarim, right? We don't mention all of the Shivas Haminim. So why do we mention only these? Figs, grapes, and pomegranates. Te'ena Shebechra, Eshkol Shebicher, Rimon Shebicher. Why those three? So Rabbi Nachum Zemba describes here in the Chiddush Rabbi Nachum Zemba Simen Nun that the mitzvah of Bikurim is there to be misakin the chait of the Meraglim. The Meraglim rejected Eretz Yisrael, said negative things about Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Bikurim is b'mahus hakaras hatov Eretz Yisrael. Thanking for the land, thanking for the produce on the land. That's what it's about. It's about recognition that this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Mikra Bikurim is. So that is why Bikurim mentioned those three, because in our pasuk, you have it there in source number 4. Just I gave it to you to parallel. Which three fruit are mentioned in the pasuk that the Meraglim came back with? Vayavo anachal eshkol. Vayichru sumisham zamora. They came to Nachal Eshkol. They cut down a vine. Ve'eshkol anavim echad. Grapes. Vayisau mamot bishnoyim. They carried it on the poles. Min harimonim u'min ateinim. It's meduyak. The Mishnah Bikurim, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, writes the three fruit, even though it applies to all seven. What's explicit in the Mishnah? What's explicit in the Pasuk? Right? Pomegranates, figs, dates. I'm sorry, figs. Figs and grapes and pomegranates. Because Bikurim is Hakaras HaTov for Eretz Yisrael, which is a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim, which was a rejection. Says the Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Isa b'shema Arizal, de mitzvahs havas bikurim hi tikkun l'Chet HaMeraglim. Tahari Meraglim motziu dibas ha'aretz. The Meraglim were motzi laz. U'mitzvahs bikurim nitna mishum chibas ha'aretz. And the mitzvah bikurim was given to show affection of the land. V'hosif alzeh Rabbi Nachum Zemba, remez lazeh, that's the remez in the Mishnah. Hine muskarim kan shlosha minim hamuskarim gamei tzala meraglim. She osam heimi viyom Eretz Yisrael. V'haremez lehekshar shebeinehem. And that's what's connected. And that's why one might add, that Mikra Bikurim, those psukim, are what we darshin at the Seder, at the Haggadah. Many Haggadahs ask, you know, why don't we focus on Sefer Shmos? If you want to pick psukim, you know, Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know, why don't you pick up psukim from Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach? We dafka pick these four psukim, five psukim from Parshas Kisavo, where we have Mikra Bikurim, the psukim described in Perach Avav, Arami Ovi. Oh, we tell the whole story. Oh, maybe here you have it nice and concisely. It's very short, that the whole story in four or five psukim. So is that why? Why do we do that? Why pick Mikra Bikurim? So many answers given. Some say, oh, we don't want to mention Moshe Rabbeinu for whatever reason, so these psukim don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. But according to Rabbi Nachum Zemba's thought, no. The whole emphasis of Mikra Bikurim is Hakaras HaTov for Eretz Yisrael. And the night that, again, you have to put a few things together. The night that the Meraglim came back was the night of Tisha B'Av. As we know, the Gemara tells us, we cried a Bechiyah Shalchinam, so that is why Hashem was Koveya Bechiyah Ladoros. If you look in, look at the next source for a moment, the time of the Kra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, maybe that's alluded to in the word S, Vayitnu es kolam vayivku ha'am balayla hahu. Tevas es miuteres lechora. Right, the word es, vayitnu es kolam. They cried. What's the es? Tavimatsu lemechta vayisu kolam. They lifted up their voices. Vayivku, and they cried. Kamosha kasav gabe esav. Vayisa esav kola vayivk. Vayishlomar, what is the es? Es, aleph tof, tof tisha, aleph is af. Tisha B'Av. The night they came back was Tisha B'Av. To Balarames, Mashakasa Begemara. Oso alayla el Tisha B'Av haya. Armalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imatem b'chisa b'chia shalchinam. Ani ekval lachem b'chia l'doros. S. Rashi Tevos Tisha B'Av. So that's Tisha B'Av. And we know the Seder, the Rama quotes, the night of the Seder is always the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av. Right? If the Seder is a Tuesday night, or Monday night, this year was Monday night, so Tisha B'Av is a Monday night, whatever night of the week. So that's why we eat an egg, because an egg is Machal of Avelim. But according to this, Bikurim is most appropriate to say at the Seder, and to darshan those psukim. Because Mikra Bikurim is a tikkun for the Chet of the Meraglim, and the Chet of the Meraglim happened that night. And this is why it's Meduyek, the Mishnah in Bikurim. What also, I thought maybe one could also say, that we say at the beginning of the Seder, Halach Ma'anya, in Halach Ma'anya, Lashon Hava Ba'arad Yisrael. No other time on the Jewish calendar do we say, Lashon Hava Ba'arad Yisrael. We focus on Lashon Hava Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is our goal. We say that at the end of the Seder. It says, when do we dream about Eretz Yisrael, specifically? Lashon Hava, Hashata Hacha, Lashon Hava Ba'arad Yisrael. But maybe that's the point. This night, it's about Eretz Yisrael also, because it's the larger, it's the tikkun for the meraglim, and that's mikra bikurim, and that's parallel to these exact fruit that were carried in by the meraglim, and that's what we do for bikurim. Okay, moving right along. Says the psukim as we continue. Yud Dalid. So they cry, Vayifko Ambalailahu, they cry that night. Vayilonu Amosha Vyaron. Call Bnei Yisrael. Vayomer Aleihem. Call Eidalu Masnu. We should have died there. We're going to die in this desert. V'lam Hashem, maybe Yosan Laretz Hazos is unbelievable, the change of spirit. The whole Sefer Bamidbar makes us bothered. And Baloscha, and Shlach, and next week Korach. Vayomer Yishal Achiv Nitin Arosh, Panashuva Mitzrayma. Right? We have to go back. They fall down. Yeshua and Kalev tear their begadim. They said, one last chance. They try. It's very good. Tova haaretz ma'od ma'od. That lashon is for emphasis. Im chavitz banu Hashem. Vehevi Oshanu L'Aretz that Hashem wants. Meaning if you realize Hashem what does want. Unesana lanu. Eretz asher hizavas chalav udvash. What Hashem wants. He wants to give us His precious land. Ach b'Hashem al timrodu. Do not rebel. Right? Hashem already promised. So if you reject this, that's a rebellion against Hashem. Do not rebel. Al ba'atem al tiru es am ha'aretz. Ki lachmeinu heim. Right? Don't fear. Lachmenuhem, they are our bread. Interesting lashon. Lachmenuhem, the Ukkala says, Are bidana misirun inun. Right? That in our hands they have been given. They have been given. And then, Sartzilame alehem, their shadow, their tzel, their shadow. Ukkala says, Ada tukbahon minhon. Their strength has been removed from them. Vashem itanu. Hashem is with us. Uncle is Memra Dashem Besadana, right? He's never into anthropomorphism. So he says, the word of Hashem is with us. We have His promise. Al Tiraum, don't be scared. Don't be scared. This is a real psycha pasuk, every phrase here. Al Timrodu. Al Tiru Asama Aretz. Lachmenu Haim. Sartzila Me'aleim. Every phrase here is there to give chizuk. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Sard Silam. We'll focus on both the two of these. First, Sard Silam Alehem. Their tzel. Rashi, Maginam Bechaskam. Their strength has been removed. Ksherim Shebehem Mesu. The only people that might have defended them have died. Ksherim Shebehem Mesu. They have nobody to fear. And then he quotes, Eov Shayamegan Alehem. Eov has died. Eov had zchuyos, and he's not there, right? We know that Gemara Bava Basra has 10 different opinions. When did Eov live? In the days of Avraham, in the days of Moshe, all different opinions. Some say he never even lived. The whole thing was a mashal. So all different opinions. But according to this day, he was there and he died. So now, and he had zchuyos. He had zchuyos, and now those zchuyos, you don't have to worry about that anymore. So the Vilna Gaon talks a little bit here about Eov. He quotes a chazal. Of course, the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Tezayin, right? That's where all those deos are about when Eov lived. So Gemara Bava Basra tells us, Amar Rebbe, fourth line in source number 7, in the Kol Eliyahu, right? There are many different collections of Divrei Torah up by the Gra, all written by his Talmidim, Aderes Eliyahu, here's Kol Eliyahu. Said the Kol Eliyahu, Bikesh Eov Lafoch Karapia. Eov turned over the plate. What does that mean? Eov turned over the plate. We know the whole Sefer of Eov. Right, is the beginning of Eov. He has everything, and then the Satan tests Eov, and he takes away his family, he takes away his money, and makes him ill and suffer. And the whole Sefer is the conversation between his three friends, a couple of cycles, and then Elihu comes until finally the end of the Sefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself reveals himself to Eov, and Eov accepts comfort. So what does that mean? Lafoch. So he says, I would like to say the following. He quotes a sore story. There was a king that was very easily angered. Everybody was scared of him. We're scared of this king. You cross him? Forget it. Ain kfa kapar lachamaso ve'ain meshiv l'gzeiraso. Right, and there you can't. Yeah, he hayom. What happened? Vayosem echad mimisharzo lechol lefanav. Somebody was eating in front of the king. And mirav apached v'ya'ema nitcha yado v'itakar v'nishpach v'amimena. He was so nervous and so scared that a little bit of whatever it was spilled. Something spilled in front of the king. The king started getting angry, and the Eved knew he's done. Borrowing the pasuk by the Megillah. So what did he do? Did he run? He spilled a little bit of soup. What did he do? He turned the whole bowl of soup over. He spilled the whole thing. The king says, "What are you doing? Off with your head!" Can I ask you just before we kill you? What was that for? How foolish could you get? You spilled a little bit. I was so angry. And now you did this? Halo tova hashkaga avgadola meazodon afkaton. Right? You did it bishkaga, okay. Even if it was a big shkaga. This was major. So what were you doing? So the Eved says, "V'yomer Eved Adoni Emelach, Yadati, I know, ki ata achas datcha lahamis al kol chet katan, shkaga v'kala lo tachma v'lo tachasa. I know that you have a temper. I know that you get angry about every little thing, and if there's a little spill, even if it's b'shogeg, you're not going to have rachmanis. I know. V'chashashi achilu kvodcha, but I'm worried about the chil of your covet. Why?" Because Yiru Ha'am Mi'ut Avoni. What's going to happen? I spilled a drop. You're going to get angry. You're going to throw me in jail. People are going to see that I did such a tiny little thing and I got thrown into jail for it. They're going to start wondering about you. They're going to think, what kind of king is this? What kind of crazy king is this who throws his subjects in jail for such a tiny little slight? The Koshik Zeirascha Ha'achzaris. They won't follow you anymore. They won't respect you anymore because they'll see how crazy you are. You get so angry about the littlest thing. And your kingdom and your government won't last. So what did I do? I made a bigger avla. I made a big skill. So now when you kill me or when you throw me in jail, it'll be covetic for you. If it was only a little bit, then everybody's like, oh, what do you mean? The king. So I did it major. Lachain yashar havesi lahazid bizadon hanavala hanarazos. I did this. I did this terrible thing. L'man yatztiku akolos dincha kasha, so that when you punish me, nobody will have second thoughts. They'll realize I did something major, but I did it for your covet. V'yitav ma'od be'enei hamelech. The king realizes that this person acted for his covet. V'yifter oso mikol onesh, and he let him off. Let him off. Amazing mashal. Says the Gra now. V'yesh lomar. That's what Iyov did. The Kantafsu Chazal Alashin Hefacha Karapia, Eov turned over the plate. He has this in mind. Because Eov is getting punished and Eov is suffering, and everybody knows he's a tzaddik, and everybody knows he didn't do anything wrong, and everybody knows he brought a lot of karbanos. So people, if Eov suffers stam, so people are going to start wondering about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and start wondering about Emunah. So you know what Eov did? Eov started saying certain psukim in Sefer Eov that sound like blasphemy. That sound like, you know, how can he say this? So now when Eov suffers, people will think, okay, obviously, look what he says. L'dugma, ulamashal akol maisa, dom ele maisa, mishore shalom elech, di Eov ha-yadu ha-maforsam, l'tzadik gadol v'ovin me'ava. Eov was known to be a great tzaddik and to serve Hashem in love. V'kir oso es haros harabos, v'hatzaros, v'yisur ma'no ra'im, asher dik uhu Hashem. When everybody realizes the terrible tzaros and difficulties and suffering that Hashem gave to Eov. V'chol ha'olam hir ishu v'tamol, as everybody was wondering. Eov was worried about kavod Hashem. Chashash Eov l'kavod Hashem yizbarach. Asher in cheker l'sfunaso. Shlo yizchal, he didn't want a chil Hashem to take place. So what happens? He started saying things that made people think that he's not such a tzaddik, and that Hashem's actions will be just. Al-kein yizchil l'daber. Asher lo kados, kadei sheyachzikuhu habrios lechoteva Hashem. V'yatzdiku akol, v'yomer ki tzadik Hashem, v'yashar mishpatel. And that's what he did. And he says, v'hashta arva mesuka amalitza bikosh Eov lafachakor. He literally, right? He tried to turn over the plate. But this was his, that's why he called the strength of Am Yisrael. Right? Rashi quotes, Maginam v'chazkam, they're strong men. K'sherim shebahem mesu, Eov was a kasher. Because Eov acted in that way because of the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the phrase of Sartzila me'alehem. But we also have the other phrase in the Pasuk, Ki lachmenu heim. The Pasuk, the phrase right before. Right? They say, don't rebel, don't be scared. Don't be scared of the Amaretz, lachmenu heim. They are our bread. They are our bread. And again, what does that mean? I read Unklus before. I'll read it again. Bidana. What does it mean? They are bread. We got this. Bidana misirin inun. They are given over in our hands. Bidana misirin inun. Given over in our hands. What's the message? What is the message? Says Rav Yerucham Levavitz here in the Das Torah in source number 8. Lachmeinu heim. Pirish Rashli. No chleim kalechem. We could eat them like bread. That's Rashi. What does that mean? What's the message here? That they're just like bread. So says the Rav Yerucham, Melitza no ra'a v'komel amedes, hamida kana Torah. The Torah teaches us something very deep here. Amar akasuv, al tiftechu v'ndivim b'ven adam she'en lo seshua. We say it every morning, do not put your trust in the princes. B'ven adam, in human beings, she'en lo teshua, because they don't have the salvation. What's the emphasis of Ein Lo Teshua? Right, if we would say Psuka the Zimmer slowly, we would get so much more out of it. Every phrase of David HaMelech is so meaningful. Biur She'ein Lo Teshua HaKavana, what does it mean? Do not trust in the princes, in people, in human leaders that don't have a Yeshua. Doesn't mean that you're not supposed to do Ishtavos, obviously. What does it mean? HaKavana, Sha Teshua Sha'amnam Biyad HaAdam LaHoshia. Even if a person is involved in salvation, Zuat Teshua lo misyacheses elav. He, the person, is not the source of the ultimate salvation. She'ein lo Teshua. That's not the source. Etzlo ena makar l'teshua. Right? He's not the source. How do you know? How do you know the pasuk that the person? Go to the next pasuk. Al titchu v'din benafshe Teshua, teitze rucho yashuv la'an maso. Because a person eventually dies. On that day, the day of Misa, all of a person's hopes and aspirations, that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. A true ultimate salvation, tshuva mikorit, that never ends. Eina nifsekes la'olam, if it's a tshuva mikorit. V'kivan shahat tshuva eina mikorit imkein hevelu, v'echtit techubo. If this person is not forever, and this person could be here tomorrow, and to be here today and gone tomorrow, then they're not a forever. Ein lahem tshuva. That's what David HaMelech is saying. David HaMelech is saying, al tiftechu v'ndivim, do not trust in human beings, because they're not the source of the teshua. Every HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, and all people, and so much in life, in our world, are just pawns. They're pawns, says Rav Yerucham. Kishir Adam Evan Gadol Ma'od. Haim Yifachim Men. If somebody is walking, they see this huge stone. Is that something to be scared of? It's just a stone. A stone is not inherent. Right, it's not inherently the source of power. Kishira adam motos barzel kvedim ma'od munachim lafana. If somebody sees very heavy iron rods, ham yifachem yam, you're going to be scared of them. Ein safek ki ba'avanim ube barzel rav hakoach v'hagvura. Yes, the rocks and the metal poles have a tremendous strength behind them. Avogam mi ba'ad koachu gvura ein la malafachid. But they themselves, there's nothing to be scared about. Hakoach va'gvura einam yuchasim lahem. Right, the rock or the stone, it's not to them. Im adam lo yizra keim, im adam lo yakab. If there's nobody, if there's a giant that's holding this metal rod, this rock, and they're going to throw it on me, okay, that's something to be scared of. But it's not the rock. It's not the rock themselves. Kocham gvura sam lo yifalu ma'uma. Right, it's not the rock, that's just the tool. Gam ba'o melech haboshon ein malafachin imenu. Hashem li lo ira, ma ya'aseh li adam. Hashem is our rock. Hashem is the only one that has ultimate teshua. So it says, Yerucham, that's what the Yeshua and Kalev are saying, lachmenu him. They're like bread. Bread is an object. Bread I could consume. Bread is... This bread, he says, is bread going to stand up and say, don't cut me? No. Bread is nothing, it's not the source of anything. Bread is a product. Bread is used. Right, so too, right, everything is used. All weapons are used. It says, Rav Yerucham, mafhil v'nora dimyo, nakas v'lapas lechem. And we have to recognize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. We have to do our hishtavlus for sure and take part in any Yeshua that we want to bring. But the ultimate belief is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all of our victories, and Rachman al Islam the opposite. Okay, so that's two thoughts on that pasuk of Sart Silam, Eov, and Lachmenuim. Then Lachmenuim. There's in the next source quoting from the Kol Rina. He quotes the Torah Ladas here, Rabbi Bloom quotes the following interesting harifus. So we know towards the end of the Parsha now. The end of the Parsha, B'nai Yisrael were Bamidbar. Yisrael Bamidbar, and we have the story at the end of Parsha Shlach. After the Meraglim, and after they're given Chala and Nesachim, we've spoken about that in the past, Mitzvah Chala, Avodah Zarah, then we have the Mekoshesh. Vayu B'nai Yisrael Bamidbar, Vayim Su Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim B'yom HaShabbos. They were in the Midbar, and there was somebody who was being a koshesh, whatever malacha that was. They brought, those who found him brought the mekoshesh to Moshe and Aaron, v'alkol ha'edah, and to the entire congregation. They left him in the mishmar, they locked him up, they didn't know exactly what the halacha was, so they just held him until Moshe Rabbeinu told them what to do. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Mos Yumas Ha'ish Chayemisa Ragom Oso Ba'Avanim Kol Ho'eda Michus LaMachaneh. And they brought him out, and they did. Question that's asked by Chazal already did deal with this, but even after, right? What do you mean? What weren't they sure about? We know that Shabbos is Chayemisa. Right, so what exactly were they not sure about? Yish Lahavin, here quoting in the Torah Ladas. Lama Hidgish Kana Kasuv Shehu B'nei Yisrael. Well, first question, before we get to that one. What's the introduction to this little story? They were in the Midbar. Vayu B'nei Yisrael Bamidbar Vayimsu. What's the emphasis of Bamidbar? Right, Rashi quotes, B'genusan Shal Yisrael Dibra HaKasuv Shal Shomer El Shabbos Rishona U'Bishniya Bazeh V'Chilla. Okay, it's the Genus. The Genus that we couldn't even keep two Shabbosos. Couldn't even keep Shabbosos. And it says they were the Mekoshesh, they were master him, right, or else he wouldn't have gotten Misa. So what is the emphasis of Bamidbar? Question number one. Va'od lama kasev ki lo farash mayasala. Why does it say they didn't know? They didn't know what to do with him. Halo kasev parshas vayakel. Kala osu b'malacha yumas. Says in vayakel. Right? The achi misa for chilo Shabbos. So what does it mean that they were not sure what to do? In case iman is tafchu kan. So, he quotes as follows. The Gemara tells us, in Mesech HaShabbos on Davav, I think it was also an Erev in there, Davav or so. Muvez Braisa, Achas Omeres, the Midbar Harehu Rishus Arabim. One Braisa says that the Midbar is considered Rishus Arabim Daraisa. Ubraisa Acheres Isa, the Midbar Harehu Karmelis. And the other Braisa says that it's only it's a Karmelis, it's a Rishus Arabim Durabbanon. A Karmelis is a Rishus that on a Torah level is a Rishus HaYachid, but we consider it Rishus HaRabim mi derabanan. So Machlokas, in the Brises, is it Rishus HaRabim daraisa when the Bnei Yisrael, a Midbar, or not? Uhizbar Abaya and Abaya answers, Kan bizman sheYisrael shruyim b'midbar, Kan bizman sheYisrael shruyim b'midbar. It depends. Depends whether Bnei Yisrael were there or not. If Bnei Yisrael were there, at that time, with the 600,000 people there, that's a different din than the Stama Midbar if you go out in the desert. Which way does it cut? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. How do you understand this Gemara? Which one is the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa? Which one is the Rishus HaRabim Darabanan? Here's Rashi. Dibizman Yisrael Shruyim Bamidbar Hayu Rishus HaRabim. When Bnei Yisrael were there, there were so many people there, then Midbar is Rishus HaRabim. Most of the time a Midbar is a Rishus HaYachid. Or a on a Torah level. Most of the time it's a Karmelis. Right, a Karmelis, because nobody's there. Rashi says when the Bnei Yisrael were there, 2 million people were there, 600,000 men, that's when it's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. And this is the Deya that's quoted by a number of poskim, and the Shulchan Aruch mentions it, that Rishus HaRabim Daraisa requires 600,000. Mikana Makar lo osa Deya, the Rishus HaRabim Hudafka, kishashishim ribo, bokimbo. Fine. V'lachain, bizmacha yis Bnei Yisrael by Midbar, ha'yi Rishus HaRabim. When Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, so that's when it was Rishus HaRabim, Yilu Hayom, Arika Karmelis. Fine, that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Anama Rambam, the Rambam, Paskins the other way. Pasak the Midbar, who can Rishus HaRabim? Right? The Midbar is Rishus HaRabim, the Rambam Paskins. The question is, what do you mean? According to Rashi, a Midbar is Rishus HaYachid, except when Bnei Yisrael were there. That's the rule. Right? The rule is Rishus HaYachid. Right? Karmelis, at most. Rishus HaYachid, except when Bnei Yisrael were there. So what does the Rambam, how could the Rambam say it's Rishus HaRabim? So explains the Rambam the other way. The Hikshol of Chachmilu Neil Mea Gemara Hanal. The Mashbarak with Van Shayu Hashem Shisha Rebo, only with the Shisha Rebo. The T Razor of Avraham and Oshala Rambam. The Rambam and the Rambam said that the Rambam has a different shot on the Gemara opposite than Rashi. The Harambam, Biras Hagemara, Bofanacher. The Bizman, line 16. The Bizman Shah Yisrael Bishruim by Midbar. When Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, I do with numbers. They were Mukaf Ananeh HaKavid. And that's why when they were there, it was Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. V'yimukaf Ananeh HaKavid Kashayu Kimechitza HaMidbar HaYeka Karmelis. When they were there, it was like a Karmelis. Other than that, Amnam Hayom She'en Shem Ananeh HaKavid, when we don't have the Ananeh HaKavid surrounding, Midbar HaYeka Rishus HaRabim. V'yen Sorach L'Shishim Ribok D'Lach Shiv Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam Shita, like many other Rishonim, there's no need. There's no need for 600,000. So Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether Stam Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. Right? Whether it's going to be Chayiv Anissa Daraisa. Whether the Rambam is Stam Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim. Rashi, Stam Midbar, Rishus HaYachid. Right? It was different in those days, but it was a different Lekula Lechumra. Because the Rambam was different Lekula, because they had Ananei Kavod. According to Rashi, it was different Lechumra that had 600,000. Volachain, so suggests, now the Kolrina says, maybe that's what the Torah is alluding to. Lachin Kosef Khan, what's the introduction to this section? Vayu Yisrael Bamidbar. Vinistaf Kuwait Ladunas Amidbar. Right? They said, but they saw a Midbar. So they had, you know what their suffix was? What, you know what they didn't know? Rashi Rambam. They knew the Allah of Hosa. They knew Hosa is Chayim Misa. But they didn't know Midbar. They didn't know Midbar. Is this Midbar Rishus HaRabim like Rashi? Is this Midbar Rishus HaYachid like Rambam? Hayim Kirishus HaRabim, Kivein, Shashishim Ribo Bokinbo. Which one is it? And when they found the Mekoshish, according to one of the days there in Shabbos Anivav, what was he doing? Some say he was being Ma'amer, but some say he was being Mekoshish, Ma'avir. They kept him up because they didn't know what to do. Im ladun as hamidbar kekarmelis kivishidas harambam. Should they journey like a karmelis, like the Rambam? Mishum they mukovim anu niakavid. Okay, rishus harabim kifirashi mishum shayisham shishem ribo. So they didn't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers them. Chayim misa, meaning like Rashi. Like Rashi, Mucha Kibirish Rashi, to Midbar Harehu, Kirishas Arabim. Amnam, it could be, the Rambam would say, like some of the other dais in the Gemara, that the Mekoshish wasn't Mahavir. He was Ma'amer, he was Kotzer, Balachain Nischayev Skila. Interesting. Harifus of the Torah Das, they were not sure about this Machlokas, Rashi Rambam. What was the halacha of the Midbar? Good. Haftorah. So we know the Haftorah is another story of the Meraglim. Right, the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, we have the Meraglim that Yehoshua sent out. Yeshua sent out Meraglim. Vayishlach Yeshua ben Nun min Ashitim, Shnayim Anashim Meraglim. Right, sent out Meraglim to spy out, and all the Mefarshim wonder what is the difference between the Meraglim of Yehoshua, the Meraglim of Moshe. I think a number of years ago we learned the words of the Malbim. The Malbim discusses every single word in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, beginning of the story of the Meraglim with Yehoshua, to allude to a difference, to a tikkun, right? Shnayim, it's 2 and not 12. Cheresh, it's quiet. Leimar, Luchurus, Oaretz, Yelchu, Bechulu, and they continue. I think Minashit, Yeshua ben Nun sent them. Okay, that was the Malbim. So Rapinkus here, in source number 10, Yesh la yein, b'masha shalach Yehoshua meraglim liyericho. Right, Yehoshua sent, shari lechore inye meraglim humi tachsisim alchama. Right, we know sending meraglim is part of regular strategic warfare. V'yericho lo nech v'shakla b'machama, and Yericho, the walls fell down, and everybody ran away. So if they were going to do it, but if there was going to be a nace that they were going to be zochet to, Yeshua ben Nun must have had some level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ruach HaKodesh. So why did he send Meraglim? It was going to be miraculous. Dafka de Yericho. It was all going to be a miracle. Benisim and Hashemayim, Ha'inyin l'shloach l'sham Meraglim. What did they send Meraglim for? It was all going to be Bederach Nes. So explains Rav Pinkus based on a thought of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Right, I gave you the piece of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on the next page. It's part of the Sichas Musar in Maimur Tzadi Dalid. But he says, based on the story in Navi in Malachim, in Perek Vav, the king of Aram wanted to get Elisha. V'shalach gedur chayal l'hakifa sa'irt, he surrounded the city. V'na'aru shalisha pachamim. The na'ar of Elisha, the lad that was always with Elisha, was very scared, was very fearful. Amar le'Elisha, Elisha said, don't worry about it, al tira. Elisha opened up his eyes and he saw spiritual defenders. Aram surrounded them with physical chariots and horses. And Elisha says, don't worry, we have more than them. We have more than them, and that's how the Hatzalah came. Eino muvan, ask Rav Pinkus. And this is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's question. Why did Elisha have to show the Nar that, you know, oh, there's so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzvakos are surrounding and we're more than them. Just do the nace. Just do it. Why did he have to show him? So explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Mikan lamanu yesod, she'ein nace b'makom pachad. If a person is scared and does not trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, then it could be that he won't be zochet to a nace. A person has to have bitachon, and a person has to be strong, and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on his side. V'kiva shanar pachad, while the Nar was still afraid and anxious, Hashem wouldn't have done the nace. Elisha had to calm him down first. Elisha had to do what he can to try to give bitachon. Lachain hutzrach Elisha kodem lasimena zapachad. He had to remove the pachad. And only after that Hashem sent. So maybe the same thing here. Yeshua sent Meraglim because he wanted to make sure Klal Yisrael had that bitachon. Sha'am Yisrael pachdu mi'akananim. They were scared. 31 kings. the way to be zoche to the nes of Yericho was for them to have show the proper bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would. Not that they would rely on a nes. Ain't somchan al nes. We have to do our ishtalos, we have to keep going, we have to fight what we have to do. But once we do that, once we give it our all, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can then step in and perform for us. So Kishavu HaMaraglim Va'amru, Shenimogu Kol Yoshvei Haaretz V'Pnei Bnei Yisrael, that they all melted, Hainu, when Rachav gave that report and they heard, then they had the confidence. Shekananim Pachfachadim Mehem Yediyazu Garma, Lassir Mehem Yisrael Zapachad, then they had the power, they had the bitachon, and then they were ro'ui for the Nisei Melchama. So we have to, in this, whatever, throughout Jewish history, but we also have to recognize, as challenging it is, as difficult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. Hashem lo li Yeshua. The Yeshua is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's not ben divim. We have to do what we can in our hishtablis, in ourselves, and the amazing mesiris nefesh of Klal Yisrael that are actually, you know, fighting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Eretz Yisrael, which is what, you know, Yeshua ben Nun, this story is about, and what the Parsha Shlach is about. It's about recognizing our hold and our schus and going in. Not like the Meraglim. Meraglim didn't want to have any sacrifice. Didn't want to have any sacrifice for the land. And we're misakin then, and we say we will sacrifice for the land, and we'll do our best to be able to be zocha to the gift that is the land of Israel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, we thank the sponsorship. We thank the Shem Tov family for sponsoring, for the hatzlacha of their entire family in all of their endeavors. Okay, we'll stop here.